Selling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to anchor down and listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. It's a football preview Thursday here on the podcast. I'm your host, Max Hurd. As Vanderbilt gets ready to go on the road this weekend to take on the 10th-ranked Florida Gators Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 o'clock local in Gainesville. The game will be broadcast on ESPN. Bob Wischusen, Dan Orlovsky, and sideline reporter Allison Williams will be your TV broadcast crew. Again, ESPN, 11 o'clock Central Time kickoff between the Commodores and the Gators. Dan Mullen's Gators ranked 10th in the first round of college football playoff rankings after their loss to Georgia this past week. Going to get you ready for the Commodores and Gators with one of the rising stars on this Vanderbilt football team. Redshirt freshman outside linebacker Elijah McAllister. McAllister did not play for the Commodores last season, redshirted while he added 30-plus pounds to his now 6'6", 263-pound frame. Elijah talks about adding that weight and more in this interview. Talked about his two big fumble recoveries this season, his first for a touchdown against LSU right before halftime, and his most recent, a fumble that he both forced and recovered last Saturday against South Carolina, a big red zone turnover single-handedly forced by Elijah McAllister on this Vanderbilt defense. McAllister has 15 tackles this season, second on the Vanderbilt team with two sacks, also has three tackles for loss, plus those two fumble recoveries, the forced fumble. He has been a factor as he has gained more and more playing time as the season has gone on. Been very impressed with Elijah McAllister. Got a chance to interview him after Vanderbilt's Wednesday practice this week before the Commodores go and take on the Gators.
My name is Elijah McAllister. I'm from Rumston, New Jersey. Play outside linebacker.
You've gained playing time over the course of the season as it's gone on. What did you expect your playing time to look like as the season went on?
I mean, it's whatever coach tells me, how many reps I'm going to play a game, that's how much I'll play. I mean, I expected, obviously everybody expects to get on the field and play, so it's just a matter of how much. I try not to worry about that too much. Coach just puts me out there and I make the most of my reps.
You were out there with the first team, game two, game three, for some snaps. Then last week you got in with Kenny Hebert being injured to start at outside backer. What's the progression been like for you?
I mean, it's just a lot of work. All the coaches have helped me work to get to this point, and I'm obviously not done yet in terms of working, but it's been good so far, good taste in my redshirt freshman year to get better in the SEC play and playing against big-time players and starting and running and, you know, getting better.
How do the coaches tell you, hey, you're going to be in this subgroup, you're going to be on the first team in this situations this week?
I mean, it's all about matchups and who we're playing. Okay. You know, so however they game plan it up, and that's how I just follow them and do it, go from there.
Talking to Vanderbilt football outside backer Elijah McAllister here on the Anchor Down podcast. Let's talk about the fumble that you forced and recovered against South Carolina. You came across to match up with the tight end on that play. You came over a little bit late. Just what do you see there that brings you over to that side of the field first and foremost?
I mean, we watched a lot of film, so I knew what kind of play they were going to run. It was a pretty cool play. I set the edge. I'm just armed over. Saw the running back. I retraced, and Coach Tarver always preaches attack the ball, attack the ball, attack the ball, violent rips. And I just attacked the ball, ripped at it, and saw it on the ground. And obviously you saw I jumped very quickly to go get it, and I was excited about it, especially because it was early in the game. We were up 7-0 and hoping to get another score. So,
in a situation where the running back is on his way down, obviously when that's being reviewed, we look at it in super slow-mo. When you're on Mondense's back there, do you have a sense of he's going down, his knee is close to the ground, I got to get the ball loose?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew he was on the way down. I also knew it was out before he was down. I could feel his body weight countering my body weight, and as I ripped it, I knew he was in the air when I ripped it because he fell after the ball fell. So
you were able to get to the recovery too. It looked like South Carolina tight end Kyle Markway had it. How'd you get it away from him?
I mean, you know, that's my basketball background, all the steals and reaching and quick hands. My basketball, I got pretty long arms, so I just kind of reached for it and jumped, and my basketball background allowed me to pull it in. My reach, my length, it helped me a ton.
Do you know your wingspan?
About 7 feet, 7'1", so wow. Something like that.
So that's the type of play where that really helps you. 100%. Where else have you kind of learned to use that on the football field this year?
Coach Weicker, Coach Tarver, and Coach Ben are all teaching me, you know, long arm and my pass rush move, long arm even just in run game, just keeping offenders off me so they don't block me. You know, length is a big key in football, and it can help me a ton. It can help me not get blocked in certain situations where some guys can get blocked. So I'm still learning how to use that, and once I get better at that, I'll continue to be a better football player.
You were involved in another fumble recovery in the LSU game. LSU backs against their wall, mesh point, fumble on a shotgun handoff. You fall into the end zone. Take me through that play.
It was a wild ride. I mean, my first collegiate touchdown, so it was fun. I feel like I was back in high school again. They just snapped the ball. I saw the running back didn't have full control over it. I just got off a block, and, you know, I made sure my knee stayed off the ground, rolled in the end zone, and got up and celebrated. It was great for our team. Like I said, Coach Tarver preaches attacking the ball, getting the ball out and scoring on defense, and as many plays as I can make like that, it'll be better for the whole team.
Talking to Vanderbilt football linebacker Elijah McAllister here on the Anchor Down podcast. You've played outside backer this year. You've been in the three-point stance at times as a D-end. What's the biggest difference between those two things, and what do you enjoy about both?
I just enjoy playing. Whatever I can do to get on the field, coach moves me around everywhere, across the line, outside, inside, whatever I can do to help the team. It's not much different. It's all the same. Coach Mason always preaches just go to your rules. You know, it's normal rules. Get off the ball, use your hands, strike, and play fast. And you can apply that to any position in football, any position on defense. So it's no real difference. It's just it helps me be versatile and able to help the team win.
You got here a year and a half ago at 6'6", 230. You're now 6'6", 263. Was that the plan the whole time?
Yes, most definitely. I knew I had to put on weight to be successful in the SEC and try to help this team win. I was built like a basketball player. You know, Blair, our nutritionist, helps me a ton, eating the right things. Coach Dobson over here, you know, pushing me every day and just monitoring what I eat and monitoring my weight and how much weight I put up in the weight room. And both of those have been key components to me gaining weight, and not just any weight, just the right weight as well.
You tore both your ACLs 8 months apart going into your junior year and then during your junior year of high school, both playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you played a lot of basketball in high school. How have those injuries kind of changed your body and the way you move?
I mean, I don't think it has changed my body for the worse. It's definitely made me better. During that time, during that 8 months, during those both injuries, I was able to get stronger, faster, work on different things I needed. I was able to work on my hip mobility, you know, my ankle mobility. I was able to work on my upper body strength, different things like that. So a lot of people look at it as a curse, but to me it was a blessing and able to, you know, progress in different areas, you know, the mental side of the game as well. I really, you know, took a different approach to football and life after those injuries, and it helped me now to try to do things the right way and stay on the right track to be a better person and a better player.
Sticking with your high school career, you had a lot of Power 5 offers. Vanderbilt came on the later side, it seems like, and you committed in the early signing day, December of 2017. What's the story of your Vandy offer and your quick commitment?
I mean, I knew Coach Mason has something different built here. I know we can win here. I wanted to be a part of a change in a culture. You know, if I go to another school, I could just be another guy. That's fine. But to me, I want to be a difference maker, you know, and I feel like I can be a difference maker here. And I feel like we can turn this program around and make it for the better. Vanderbilt is like no other school. You get top 15 academics and play in the best conference.
Last thing for you, Elijah McAllister, Vandy linebacker. Did you pick your jersey number 41?
No, I did not. It was just given to me.
Okay. I was going to say, if you did, first time I saw you out there in the spring game, big outside backer, 41. I mean, I was thinking Zach Cunningham. I'm sure you've gotten that before.
Yeah, I've gotten that a ton. You know, it's flattering to hear my name being mentioned in some conversation with Zach Cunningham, but I also know he's a great player, and I got a long way to go to get there.
Awesome. Thank you, Elijah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again to Elijah McAllister for joining me here on the Anchor Down podcast. Vandy football redshirt freshman outside linebacker and edge rusher. A very, very bright future. I'm glad I'm not the first person to make the Zach Cunningham comparison to him. Both linebackers, although Cunningham did play inside backer for Vandy. McAllister plays outside backer. But it ain't just the jersey number. It's not just 41 on the black and gold. It is the abilities, the build, the strength. And we saw it on that forced fumble when, as McAllister explained, he got to Mon Denson, South Carolina running back, and forcefully knocked the ball away, then used that 7-foot wingspan to get Vanderbilt possession and take the ball away in the red zone. I mean, man, it's obviously a different type of play, but that's the game-breaking ability and the ability to do so single-handedly that we saw from Zach Cunningham, whether it was the last-second tackle of Isaiah McKenzie to help Vanderbilt beat Georgia 20-19 on the road in 2016, or, in high-flying fashion, the field goal block down at Jordan-Hare when Vandy nearly came back to tie Auburn in the fourth quarter, also in 2016. Hashtag track Zach was the hashtag that year because Zach Cunningham was all over the place. So I'm glad I'm not the first to bring that comparison to Elijah McAllister. I was honestly hoping he would say, yes, I chose my number. And I wanted to wear Zach Cunningham's number. But as he said, that's not the case. Really appreciated everything that Elijah McAllister had to say. Thank you to Larry Leathers, as always, from Vanderbilt Sports Information, for helping to make that interview happen. Always great to hear from these Vanderbilt players in the longer one-on-one format outside of the press conferences. Really enjoy getting to know these guys a little bit. So really enjoyed that interview with Elijah McAllister, who I think he's been my favorite player to watch on the team this season. He's been awesome. Earned his starting spot. If Kenny Hebert is unable to go, he will make his second collegiate start and second start in a row at outside linebacker when Vandy goes with the 4-3 rather than the nickel. They went with the nickel, the extra defensive back, on the first play last week. So technically, Elijah McAllister didn't start that game, but he was in their starting front seven, played a ton, and had a big impact. Couple of things before we split here on the shorter Thursday edition. Full-length episodes every Monday, the Anchor Down podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game with me, Max Herz. We are now on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. We have our own podcast page, finally, long overdue, but we are there. If you do not already, go to Apple Podcasts, type in the Anchor Down podcast, and subscribe. That way you'll get notifications every time there's a new episode, so you don't have to stay glued to my Twitter, which I know all of you are constantly. Kidding, of course. But we finally do have our own podcast page, so go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe to the Anchor Down podcast there. We do talk Vanderbilt baseball year-round here on the Anchor Down podcast, and Vandy baseball will be on the home turf, the new turf surface at Hawkins Field for the first time against another uniform this weekend. Their second of two allotted fall scrimmages in a national championship rematch against Michigan. So the Commodores continue in their second year that the NCAA has allowed these scrimmages to take place without losing the amount of games you can play on the spring schedule. Vanderbilt continues their short but well-established tradition of playing these games against Tim Corbin's former assistants. Last year, they spent both of their games against Oklahoma State and Josh Holliday. They saw Josh Holliday in Kansas City in those pokes again a couple of weeks ago. And now Michigan comes down after the two teams played on the biggest stage. The format as of now will be a little bit different than what Vanderbilt has done in these fall games. They're not going to play 14 or 16 innings. They're going to play 9 innings of ball beginning at noon on Sunday at Hawkins Field and then do some joint practice-style drills. I don't know exactly what that will entail. Wasn't able to get a chance to talk to Coach Tim Corbin before this podcast because he was traveling this week. But if you want to see the baseball, they'll probably be playing for about two and a half hours. We'll play 9 full innings beginning at noon, Vanderbilt and Michigan. And then after that, what Tim Corbin has described in the past as mimicking the NFL training camp joint practice model, the two teams will be doing drills together. And of course, a lot of that is because as we get into mid-November here, the pitching is not all available for both of these teams. I think we'll see all the healthy bodies for Vanderbilt. I was over at Vanderbilt's practice on Tuesday. Austin Martin was taking full ABs, so he could be available to Vandy after working through a leg injury at times this fall. Did not play against Oklahoma State. Neither did Cooper Davis. He may play this weekend. Isaiah Thomas is the one other player who may be in, maybe out on the position player side. We do not know who will pitch for Vandy yet, but we will be seeing a mix of the returning starters and the returning contributors, as well as the freshmen getting in there. So I would highly encourage you to come out. Admission is free. The David Williams Fall Classic. The one other big piece of info I can give you. Both teams will be wearing throwback uniforms for this game, honoring the Negro League teams from Nashville for Vandy and Detroit for the Michigan Wolverines. And funny enough, both of those teams were the Stars. The Nashville Stars and the Detroit Stars will be well represented. All I know about the jerseys, I've not seen them for Vandy. I'm told they are gray. So a typical throwback color. We'll have a little bit of the old school wool type look. And as of now, there is no plan for Vandy to wear the jerseys during the season. I know everybody's going to see them and say, oh, are these part of the rotation now? As of now, I am told Vanderbilt has no plans to wear the Negro League throwback jerseys during regular season play. But looking forward to seeing those, looking forward to honoring Mr. David Williams. And there will be a lot of special stuff going on. If you can't be there, we will be broadcasting it online on SEC Network Plus on Watch ESPN, the ESPN app, ESPN.com. Beginning at noon, Joe Fisher and Andrew Harris will be in the booth. Aaron Dugan and myself will be on the field. So looking forward to that. First time we're going to broadcast a fall scrimmage here on the SEC Network. So national championship rematch for one Sunday afternoon in November. All eyes will be back on Vandy and Michigan. So looking forward to that. Of course, you know if you listen to the pod. We will have a full recap of everything we saw with plenty of interviews and quotes in Monday's Anchor Down podcast. Likely to lead the show, too. We'll see what football does against Florida, but imagine we will have plenty to talk about from Vanderbilt baseball's fall exhibition against Michigan. The Black and Gold Series is the week after that, so they'll get some intra-squads in and then pack it up until January when we get closer to the real deal and the title defense beginning in earnest. Vandy football at Florida, 11 a.m. Central Saturday. Baseball at noon on Sunday. Women's basketball is home against old baseball rival Radford on Friday night. Not sure if we're expecting a 21-0 final. Maybe Vandy will go on a 21-0 run against the Radford Highlanders. Big baseball rival, those Radford Highlanders coming down. Played them in both men's and women's basketball since they were here in the baseball regionals in 2015. Big Vandy Sports Weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Subscribe to the Anchor Down podcast on Apple Podcasts if you have not already. We'll be back with a new episode Monday afternoon, which you can also hear, as you can every week, Monday night, 9 to 10 on 102.5 The Game. Thanks again to Elijah McAllister for the time on Wednesday and Larry Leathers for making it happen. Football, baseball, and basketball this weekend. Enjoy. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. It's the Anchor Down podcast. Here on ESPN, 102.5 The Game.